He's done a lot of great things, I think, not only on the field, but also off the field as well. He's a man's man. I think you'll find those that know him will tell you he's as well respected as anybody you've ever seen. He's also a guy that's as well rounded as anyone that you've seen as well. And he does a tremendous job, I think, not only just in terms of setting an example, what he did for our young players here, teaching them how to prepare and be a pro, but then also for the Detroit community as well. Just talk about a little bit about his career. It was 11 seasons that he played. Actually, I had an opportunity to coach against him for a number of years, and I like it better when he's on our side, that's for certain. He gave us a lot of trouble back in those old days when we were at Indy, and he was at Tennessee where he had an outstanding career there. Came to Detroit in 2011 and in Philadelphia in 2016. When he was here, he led the Lions in tackles for five seasons and did just a tremendous job of leading the way, 111 tackles, 112 tackles, 135 tackles, 137, I think might have been 2015. So he did a tremendous job of getting guys down on the ground. Had a knack for it. He also played with tremendous passion. I can remember standing on the sideline and watching him run off the field after he's made a big play or one of his teammates has made a big play, and he could stir your emotions, just tremendous in that particular aspect. Also, I think one thing that certainly, without question, that everybody knows that he was an individual that was a captain of his team at Tennessee, but he was also a captain here as well, voted by his teammates. So I think that shows you exactly what they thought about him. Just some other quick little career stats, 159 games, 113 starts, 920 total tackles. That's a lot of tackles. 57 tackles for a loss, 14.5 sacks, 5 interceptions, 27 pass defenses, 12 fumble recoveries, 28 special teams tackles. So he led a little bit of everything. He finished, obviously with over 100 tackles a year for five straight seasons, which is very, very difficult to do. But not only was he an outstanding player, he was even a better man off the field. We never have to worry about what he did when he left the building. He was a model citizen in every respect. But he also found a heart, I think, for the city of Detroit and did a tremendous job. Did a lot of community service work. He was an activist in those particular areas, inspired by his mother, Mercedes Tulloch, who's here today. Who certainly raised seven kids and as a nurse, and she did obviously a great job in raising this young man. He represented her extremely well here in the city of Detroit. He launched a program, Operation 55, where he actually chose and adopted 55 public schools, and each of them would give a wish list, and then he would fulfill those wish lists by delivering the goods and supplies that they needed. Also within Operation 55 as well, he served the needs of the sick in our community, young children that were going through cancer treatments. He certainly did a tremendous work in that particular area and continues that today as well. And I think there are a few people here that have certainly experienced his certainly charitable cause. He's also an author, which a lot of people probably don't know, but a tremendous co-author in a book that was called The Little Linebacker. And, it might have been little in terms of some people's eyes, but he played big for everyone and particularly for us. And I'm certain that the Ford family would certainly appreciate me just saying to you, we certainly appreciate everything you did for us, and we know you'll continue to do some great work here in the city. So it's, I think it says a lot about Tully that he wanted to make this announcement back here in Detroit, where he made a difference in the community and particularly through his foundation. He impacted so many people, I think, day in and day out. Matter of fact, last summer I was out messing around on the golf course, not doing a very good job, and bumped into a guy. He introduced himself and told me to extend a hand personally to Stephen Tulloch because his wife had gone through cancer, and he had provided, obviously, some assistance for their family, so they were certainly appreciative. Major League Baseball just celebrated Jackie Robinson this past weekend, and one of his most famous quotes was, Jackie Robinson said, "A life is not important except that it impacts and the way it impacts it." Let me start over. "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives." I think that without question that Stephen's life personifies that particular quote. Nobody impacted more people in this community than he did. Four times, I think he was recognized as Robert Porcher's Man of the Year nominee. And, you know, to do that, that's quite an undertaking. So without further ado, I want to bring to you Stephen Tuller.
Wow. This is, I told myself I wouldn't get choked up, but wow. Unreal, you know, 11 years in the National Football League. I can never dream of it. I can never actually, you know, dream of the opportunity to make it to the NFL, but to be here 11 years and to have the respect of my peers, organization, the Ford family, all the teams I've played with in the past, you know, the Tennessee Titans drafted me in 2006, gave me the opportunity to come in the league. And to come here as a free agent in 2011 was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life, is to play for this organization. Philadelphia Eagles, I appreciate them for allowing me to finish my career there, but my heart is here in Detroit. And even when I left, I used to watch all the games and root for the team because I know how much these guys put into to their craft and how much they mean to me. And to be able to come back here means a lot to me for Mr. Quinn. Mr. Woods, to allow me to come back here and do that means a lot for me. I really appreciate it. I love Detroit a lot, you know, not just the organization, but the community. And I got a couple people here, Eric, who's in remission with cancer, which motivates me to go out there every day and help give back and help him. You know, I got, you know, Kim here, whose son Ryan passed away of cancer. You know, when I first got here, I had an opportunity to sit in their house with him and talk to him. And then Nikki, I don't think she's here yet, but her daughter Summer died of cancer. I had an opportunity to meet her earlier in my career. And that's what motivates me. You know, it's not all about the accolades and, you know, your stats, statistics. It's about the impact you have on people's lives. And my mom, Mercedes, which I love her to death. Without her, none of this is possible. You know, she's been in my corner from day one. And, you know, the hours she worked at work, and I used to work, you know, stay at the nursing home with her when she used to work, and stay in the lobby when she used to work overnight. You know, she pushed me to be a better person, a better player, and to never forget where I come from and to give back to those that are less fortunate. And that's why I am who I am today and why I continue to be who I am and help people in need and help give back, because that's all I know how to do. You know, it's about the legacy you leave behind. You can't take none of the riches and fame and all that with you when you go, but, you know, when you go, you leave a legacy behind. That's what means more to me than anything, so I appreciate it. You know, one chapter's closed in my career, but I'm able to say I gave everything I had every day, practice, on the field, off the field, and I have no regrets for walking away from the game of football. And I appreciate, even the media, I appreciate you guys for, you know, the ups and downs that we had together. I appreciate the coaching staff here, standing here today. I'm really, really grateful for everything, and I can't thank you enough. I want to thank my foundation director, Sherry Mary Ann, for all the hard work that they put in over the years to help build, you know, Operation 55, and we're going to continue to be in Detroit and do a lot of work here. I'm just very grateful, like I said, and I can't thank you enough for this moment to let me walk away the game with pride and dignity, like you guys have done here today. So, again, I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Tully, just from a football standpoint, your career in Detroit, you came in here in 2011, a franchise that had trouble winning games, making the playoffs immediately. You know, you make a playoff run and kind of continue that. When you look back on that, what do you think about being part of that group of players, you yourself and some others, kind of got things going in a different direction?
I think the organization did a good job in 2011 bringing in some key free agents, you know, myself, Justin Durant, a couple other players, and put us in a position to be able to take this organization to the playoffs that hadn't been there in 10 years up to that point. And I think we were able to build off of that with, you know, the draft going forward and bringing players in to help build. And I think where the team's at now, it's night and day from 2011. You know, be able to go to the playoffs a couple years in a row, and, you know, the foundation was laid. And I think the front office is doing a good job of building on it and heading in a good direction.
Tony, what's your favorite memory of playing in Detroit?
Favorite memory of playing in Detroit, I would say is probably that 2011 year. You know, seeing the fans after we beat San Diego in the regular season, clinching the playoff berth, and to be able to walk around Ford Field and see the fans excited, you know, for us, you know, for them to be able to have a playoff that, you know, I haven't seen a playoff in so long, to be able to have one, I think that meant a lot to me. The people of Detroit, man, first-class people, you know, blue-collar, have-your-back, ride-or-die fans, and that's what was important to me. And I'm glad that I made the decision to come here in 2011 because of that reason. You know, from the front office all the way down, it's been awesome, man. I tell you, I'm not just saying it because I'm here right now, but I paid a long time, and I know class, and this has been a classy organization. They treat me with much respect since I've been here, through the highs and lows, and always stood by me, and I can't thank them enough for that.
Just one of that Monday night game against Chicago, where does that stand out, that whole atmosphere?
Well, the Monday night game versus Chicago was a nice atmosphere. It was good. But there's so many games, it's hard to really pinpoint one. You know, I played here a long time, and it was hard to really pinpoint one. But I will say this, that, you know, being in the locker room with guys like Glover Quinn and other players who I play with who, you know, give everything they have week in and week out, it makes it enjoyable to go out there every day and fight for it. You know, and just go out there and fight for a win, and just, you know, just been fun.
Aside from football, what was it about the city of Detroit that you developed such a connection with?
Just the people. I feel like the people here just need an opportunity. Just need a chance to, you know, be put in a good situation. You know, a lot before I got here, you know, people wrote off Detroit. When I first came as a free agent, you know, this was the place that they said you'll come and your career ends. And that's not the case. You know, when I got here, the team was turning around, and, you know, when I first got here, I hooked up with Sherry, and we were able to get in the community right away, and, you know, they appreciate everything. You know, to have the families here, some of the people we were able to help, you know, to hear their stories, how much they appreciate things makes it worth it. You know, to be able to touch people's lives that are affected by cancer or just need a little boost in life, you know, it makes it much more rewarding. You know, it's a self-fulfillment that it's hard to really explain. It's more than money can buy. You know, people's gratitude, you know, speaks volume, and that's what I love to do because people really appreciate it here in Detroit. It doesn't go in vain. You know, they take it to heart, and, you know, we get letters all the time and emails about how much, you know, their lives have changed by just time, not even just money, just spending time with people. And that's what makes it enjoyable to come here in Detroit and know that I can always come back here and be in the community.
Tully, lots of former coaches, front office people here. You mentioned Glover, players. What does it mean to have that kind of support here from these guys that you're so close with for 5 years?
I think it's just the respect. You know, these coaches don't have to be here. You know, they're getting ready for a draft coming up soon. You know, but I think the respect level is high, and I appreciate that more than anything. When I first came here, I think the best award I've ever had in my 11 years of football is being voted a captain amongst my peers. You know, the coaches don't pick that, the players do. And I think to have the respect of the coaches since I've been here and the coaches I played with in the past, people have reached out to me since I announced my retirement, it speaks volume that I did something right, you know, on and off the field, and I impacted people's lives in a certain kind of way. So that means a lot to me. And it means a lot to my mom because she instilled those values in me, and I'm able to pay her forward and instill in other people. So hopefully younger guys can see my work and what I've done over the course of my career, like the Tahir Whiteheads and those guys that can pay her forward and keep doing it.
Stephen, when did you make the decision to retire? What sign, what point did you say, this is it, I'm going to walk away?
When I was in Philly last year, my heart was still here. You know, I was, you know, obviously I wasn't playing as much as I'd like to, but, you know, Coach Schwartz, another guy who believed in me from day one, 2006, when he drafted me in Tennessee. You know, he's coached me seven years of my 11 years, and, you know, he wanted me to help the younger linebackers there. But I did it for him, but my heart was always here. You know, like I said, I used to always watch the games on TV and hit the guys up, see how they're doing, you know, talk about different plays. And, you know, I just love Detroit, you know. I don't just say it to say it, but I really, really love the city. I love the team. I love the organization. I think everything's first class about this place. And so I just knew it was time for me to go because my heart was just time to go.
A couple more for Steven.
Steven, what's next for you now that football's done?
Well, I'm going to continue my foundation work. I'm actually doing a project now in Jamaica where I'm building a school, elementary school, my mom's hometown in June. Flying to Haiti tomorrow with Cliff Averill and Marshawn Lynch and a couple guys to help build some schools and homes in Haiti, and you know, just continue to do my philanthropy work for now. And, that's what I love to do. I've been able to make some good decisions on and off the field to be able to put me in a good situation to move forward with life. So I'm in no rush right now to make a rational decision, but just kind of just work on my foundation and continue to pay it forward to people.
Would you be interested in a role as a coach or something like that to stay close to the game?
Well, if it presented itself, I'd love to. I love the game of football. I've been doing it for 27 years of my life. I just love the game. I love being around it. You know, the opportunity to present itself, I'd love to be a part of it. But like I said, it's just it's all new to me. You know, I never could imagine being here. You know, a little kid in Miami growing up, when people told me I was too small, too short, couldn't do it, but kept fighting because of this lady here sitting here. And to be able to be here today, and it's surreal to me. So take a while to soak in that I'm no longer playing football, but my heart is definitely part of the game.
Any more books on the horizon?
Not sure yet. Like I said, I want to finish some projects overseas with building these schools and be able to help these kids in these different countries that are struggling. So make my focus there for now, and then I'll get back to it.